This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Terry Driscoll with the Louisiana Conference on Bullying and Teen Suicide. Terry, good morning. Welcome to KEDM.
Good morning to you.
Thanks for being with us today LANYAP. And let's talk a little bit about what's going on. You're in charge of a conference that's going to be coming up here pretty soon in Lincoln Parish. Tell me about the conference.
Sure. This is the Louisiana Conference on Bullying and Teen Suicide. We organized it last year. We had our first conference in West Monroe. This year we don't have it in Ruston at the Lincoln Parish Library Events Center, and that's located at 910 North Trenton Street, just right off the freeway. And it, the event starts at 9 p.m. and goes to about 2:33, and registration can start about 8:15 in the morning if you want to walk in and register that way.
Are we seeing an increase in bullying and suicides, or are we just hearing more about it in the news here recently?
I think we are hearing more about it in news recently because there's the prevalence for bullying is kind of staying stable, about 20%, whereas about 8 years ago it was probably about 32%, 28%. So it has come down. But what we're seeing right now, there's an increase in female bullying. Mostly it was boys, but now it's females, and we're starting to see an increase in females who are physically bullying others.
What kind of, you know, I think about like a guy going out there and taking your lunch money or something. What kind of bullying do we see nowadays?
Well, that's one thing that we call bullying. Bullying is defined by three components. One is that it has to be repeated over and over and over again. The second thing is that the intention of is to harm somebody. And third, there's some sort of imbalance in power. Then this imbalance can be the physical strength, or it can be psychologically.
And so you say there's an increase in girls bullying others.
Yes. There's an increase in girls, and you would think that it would be like on cyberbullying, but actually it's not. It's actually physical bullying, where they actually go up and they push or chub or hit or do some sort of physical aggression towards another person.
What is the best route if somebody out there, let's say we've got a teen listening right now who's getting bullied, what's the best thing to do?
Well, what they should do is go to the parent and talk to the parent. That's the best thing to do. In the schools, the Louisiana Department of Education, through the Louisiana Education Agency, they have a website that you can go to. It's called Louisiana Belize, and you can go to that website and download all the stuff the schools are responsible for doing. They're supposed to take the report, do an investigation, then they are supposed to call the parent of the perpetrator and also of the target and let them know what is happening. And do the, you know, and then they, a lot of schools punish the kids, but what we're finding out, punishment does not help.
The bullying sometimes gets out of hand and gets to be, you know, I guess gets to be where something really even worse can happen. What are the things that lead to suicide that you guys are seeing?
Okay, yeah, so the end result of much of the bullying is teen suicide. It's the third leading cause of death among young people. A suicide event for a teenager is a little bit different than an adult, but they basically are the same also. One thing you want to look for is a change in personality of the child. The second thing you want to look for is they might be talking about death a lot. Third thing is they may start to give away a lot of their stuff, their prized possessions. Also, they may become depressed, isolated, and, you know, lost interest in things that once they were interested in. For example, a young boy might be interested in fishing and hunting, and dad asks, you know, hey, son, you want to go fishing today? And the son may say no. And, you know, that's not a sign that he's going to commit suicide, but it's the idea of the child losing interest in an activity they once loved.
Now, your conference is coming up on Thursday, September the 13th. Starts at 9 in the morning, goes to about 3 in the afternoon, and will be happening over in Lincoln Parish. Is this a conference that I need to register for, or can I just show up? How does that work?
I prefer you register because I got to turn in an account for how many people the seat for, and also we found the conference being catered. We don't be having Cajun food, so I need a account for that. So the best way to register is to go online to my Facebook, to our Facebook page, and that's https://facebook.com/LouisianaConference1, and that's all together, lowercase letters. And that would be the best way. That way, you can register online and pay at the door, but we do need to count how many people's going to be there.
Is this the kind of conference as a teen or a child I would want to go to, or is this more for the adults, or is it for everybody?
This is for mostly any adult who works with children. This can be a teacher, or a school counselor, administrator, someone who works in a church with children, just someone who enjoys knowing more about kids. We don't have two excellent speakers. One is Dr. Cherise Nixon. She spoke at our conference last year. She's from Penn State, and her area of expertise is resiliency. Resiliency in youth development, and her talk's going to be talking about going from surviving to thriving. Our second guest is Mrs. Laurie McGehee. She's from Shreveport. She's the chief probation officer for Caddo Parish. And her talk will be on human trafficking. And this one, I would encourage every law enforcement person, first responder, anybody who has interest in human trafficking to come. And I'm willing to just charge you for the afternoon session. That she'll be speaking at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's just $50.
Terry Driscoll with the Louisiana Conference on Bullying and Suicide. It'll be happening at the Lincoln Parish Event Center September 13th. And you can find out more this morning by visiting his Facebook page. And also, we'll have some info on our website at kedm.org.